Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's Friday Shir, the first Shir out of two in the Sugya of Ger Katan. Before I start, may this Shir be a Leilu Nishmas, those who were murdered in the Pigua this morning. I don't know the full names. One is Yaakov Yisrael ben Avram Noyach, from the Pele family, a six-year-old kid. And the other one is a person called Altel Shlomo Lederman. I'm not sure what his full name is. Also a terrible story. He got married 5 months ago, and he was on his way to visit his parents with his wife, and right next to his wife, so he was also murdered. May this Shir be for their Ilu Neshama, and also for the Refuah Shleima of all of the wounded from this terrible pigua. One name is Avram Noach ben Yehudit, also from the Pele family. So let's start with the sugya of Ger Katan. So Gemara says as follows in source number one, the Mishnah tells us, "Hagiyoret v'ashvuya v'ashifcha shenifdu v'shenitgayru v'shishtachreru pchutot imdot shalosh lim yom echad ktubatan mataim v'yesh lehem ta'anat betulim." All these cases, a person that was misgayer under the age of three or a shivcha. So usually we assume that these people, the giyores and the shivcha, so since they were in a non Jewish environment, so it could very much be that they actually were into it beforehand, and because of that, they're not a besula. However, in these cases, since they have converted or were free and became and were part of a proper Jewish society under the age of three, so in that case, we're saying that even if they were with someone beforehand, so the besulim came back. In that case, they are a besula. She is a besula. In that case, the ksuba is 200, and there is tainas betulim. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara then tells us entire different story about a ger katan. Omar Avuna, ger katan matbilim oto al dat beit din. A young child, so for some reason, we'll see exactly which reasons, he is now coming to convert, so beit din has the authority to convert him without his parents. So says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalan, that's a simple thing. Of course you could do that. You're going to see that this entire sugya is not simple at all. What's happening here? But for the Gemara, it's very simple. Maika Mashmalan, v'zchutulo, v'zachin la'adam shebefanav. As the Gemara also carries and says, Tanina, zachin la'adam shebefanav, v'inchavin la'adam shebefanav. If I now see an Aveda outside, I can now lift up and say, this is now going to be for Reuven, for Shimon, for someone. So in that case, it's a zchus, so he can get it, because it's a zachu, it's a good thing for him. So in that case, we have the idea of zachin la'adam shebefanav. So same thing here. Osa katan, although he's a child and he doesn't really know what he's doing, but we know it's best for him, and we know that it is gishmak to be a yid. So because of that, zachin la'adam shebefanav, and we can make him a Jew. So in that case, pshita, of course, you can basically can make him a Jew. So it says the Gemara, no, it's not so simple. Why isn't it so simple? Because ma'o de teima oyved kochavim bevkeran nichalei de'akem alan de'eved v'day bevkeran nichalei. Because since we know that an Eved, so he, since he has a life without Torah and mitzvos, and he actually enjoys this life of Hefkerut and doing all kinds of mitzvahs, also maybe too, also it's not as chus to become a Jew, maybe it's not so gishmak to be a Yid, says the Gemara, no, only for a grown-up, that he already experienced the spectacular life of Avera, so maybe for him, it won't be a chus, but for a child, since he never actually tasted an Isser, it is actually a chus for him, it's good for him to become a Jew. Then the Mishnah wants to say, the Gemara wants to say, maybe because she learned me. You see here from our Mishnah, we have a Geiris, a girl that converted before she was 3 years old. So maybe that's a Raya, that a child could become a Ger, and we the basin could convert him. So says the Gemara, no, there is no Raya for that case at all, because Hachama Askinan, Beger Shitgeiru Banav Nutavimo, Denichalu Madavid Avuhun. There are two types of children that can become Gerim. One type is when his father is now also becoming a Jew, he's himself converting. So since the children see that the father is converting, so they too also want to convert. But what happens if he's now converting on his own? Maybe in that case it's not as chos. Says the Gemara, no, this is the chiddush of Rav Huna. This is what he says, that nevertheless, even though he's on his own, it still is as chos. And then Rav Yosef says, a chashuv idea, Rav Yosef higdilu yecholim limchot. Very important idea that also in the age of 13, so he has the right to protest and say, I don't want to be Jewish, something which is very, very special and unique only for a child becoming a Jew. So we learn here the halacha, the basic halacha of Ger Katan, and the halacha that he could convert with his parents, and also the halacha that he could actually protest. So I think next week we're going to discuss the question, can he protest when he's converted with his family, right? We see Rav Yosef says he could protest. Is that when he converts on his own? But when his parents come and convert with him, so in that case he cannot protest, and we'll see some machlokas. So, So today I want to discuss, first of all, is this Geirus Deraisa, Derabanan? Is it rabbinical? Is it biblical? And after we'll see that this is actually Machlokas, there's actually a fascinating discussion that she says that every single Geirus that we have today is only a Derabanan, and that is because of the idea of Shlichusayo Kavdinan of a Beis Din. Then we also tried to discuss what is actually the role of the Beis Din here in the Geirus of a Katan. So let's start. Is this Geirus Deraisa or Derabanan? Rashi tells us that Rav Huna says we could convert a child and make him a Jew, and he says that he could do it in front of a Beis Din, which is a requirement in every single process of Geirus. And he says vehen asim lo leav vehareu ger al yedehem, he becomes a ger, he becomes a Jew, a convert by the Beis Din, umagao beyayin kesher, and tells us Rashi, what is the nafkamina of becoming Jewish? That if he touches the wine, it's still kosher. That is the nafkamina of becoming Jewish. And of course, that raises the question that the Ritter asks, this is nafkamina of being Jewish? People ask me, are you Jewish? Yes. Lemay nafkamina. Nafkamina that if I touch my wine, it's kosher. That's nafkamina. Keeping Shabbos, keeping kosher, keeping all the Torah, learning Torah. There are so many nafkaminas about being a Jew and a non-Jew. Why is the example Magobia and Kesher? And that's the question of the Ritva. And he says that this might be a raya for those who hold that actually the gerus of a katan is only derabanan, as he says in source number 3, ve'yesh pirshu she'en gerus ze ela midivrehem, it's only derabanan ve'en sumchim alav ledunok Yisrael ela linyan yei nesech, because since today non-Jew touching the wine is only a derabanan, it's not that he really is saying that now this wine is going to be for my avodah zarah. The fact that we don't drink from wine that the non-Jew touches is only a derabanan. So that is nafkamina. They give us an example of an Isser Derabanan, of Yei Nesech, of him touching the wine. And that's why they said that nafkamina is only for Derabanan issues. Aval inyan shchita ushal dvarim shel Torah ein sumchim aleihem. V'im kidesh bet Yisrael, and if he is mekadesh a woman when he's 9 years old, uva acher v'kidsha, another person comes and betroth this lady. So usually if a person's already, she's already mekudeshet, and the person wants to be mekadesh her, it doesn't work because she's already neshetim. But here, yes, she'll have to have a get also from the second husband, because again, this is only derabanan. And says the Ritva, v'teida, also haraya, that's only derabanan. Because if they grow up and become bar mitzvah, they can actually protest and say, I don't want to be Jewish. So you see from the beginning, this is kind of a how is it chofef in English? It's weak, not only weak, it's not chalash, but it's like tangling. It's a weak gerus. The fact that he actually protests. Usually a person that says, if I now protest, I'm still Jewish.
Unstable,
okay. But in this case, he can mamish say that he's not a Jewish, and he won't be a Jew anymore. So this actually shows you that for sure this is only the Rabbanan, as he says, if indeed he has the right to protest, he ach nismoch alem b'shul Torah, v'yom u'macha yachzor bo, v'nitzah goy gamul u'mafreah, v'yisrael ochel nevelot gmurot al-ado, v'yesh etish yitzah b'lo get. So he says that this is a raya, that this is only the Rabbanan. However, Ritva himself says, I disagree. U'mekom ekom ein shita zo nechona. The Gemara tells us, and he's a Jew. Excuse me, there is a very big nafkamina, whether it's deraisa or derabana, the Gemara had to say us this thing. And even more, the Gemara tells us, pshita! Yes, of course he's a ger. Excuse me, if it's so pshita, tell me, is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? So he says, for the Gemara, which is so simple, it is derabanan. Aye, he has the right to protest. So he says, v'tikamar t'nechu shema imche, yesh lomar, d'kivan d'nitchanech v'katnuto, v'hurgal b'torat Yisrael ha'kdusha, mistome lo yasu mimena, umilta d'lo shchicha hu shimche. Since he's going to be raised from a young age, in that case, as we say, since he is already in a young age, so in that case, he will for sure carry on being religious and an observant Jew after his bar mitzvah. In that case, we don't really have this concern that he will protest. So that is why that we're not concerned about the protest. And indeed, says the Ritva, it is Gerus de Oraisa. This question, whether it is Gerus de Oraisa or de Rabbanan, is also brought here in Tosfot, and also Tosfot in Sanhedrin. Tosfot here brings the question, how does this actually work? Right? We say that the Katan becomes a Ger because of the concept of Zochin Le'odam Shlefanov. The entire concept of Zochin, me being able to be Makne you, this thing, is also, not also, it is a din of Shlichus. How is it that I can now lift this item for you? It's because I'm your shaliach. That's the idea of zochin. And as a Tosfot, I don't get it. We have here two problems. First of all, this is a child, and no child, even a Jew, cannot appoint a proxy, cannot appoint a shaliach. And also, even more, he's a non-Jew, and every non-Jew cannot appoint a Jew to be his shaliach. So how do we have here zchiyah? So he says it has to be that for katan, he does have zchiyah in derabanan matters. So in that case, if he has zchiyah in derabanan matters, so the zchiyah here is only derabanan. So the gerus here is only derabanan. Hi, what to do with the problem that he's also a non-Jew? So he gives you like two answers which are very, very similar. He says, he's going to become a Jew. So in that case, he's already somewhat in the parsha of being Jewish, and that's why he can put a shliach. Inami, since he becomes a Jew by the zchia, so you have this kind of idea of bayin keechod, that he becomes a Jew and he has a zchia at the same time. That's why also the problem of being a non-Jew is still fine. So, but anyways, it says here, Tosfot, that since you have here the problem of zchia, it has to be that the zchia here is only derabanan. If it's only derabanan, this young child is a Jew, only derabanan. And in the end, he concludes and says, you know what, but according to a different girsa, in Bo Metzia, so some say that actually a kutah has a zchiyah, actually midiraisa, so you know what, maybe actually there is here a zchiyah, midiraisa, and when the Gemara is debating whether you have here a zchiyah or not, so in Bo Metzia, if a kutah has a zchiyah or not, so there's things which are not completely zchiyah, right? Being a mafish for him to miss a mice for. So on the one hand, you don't miss it for him, but on the other hand, he's actually losing produce, so it's not 100%. Here, for sure, there is zchiyah, because it's a zchut gomo, becoming a Jew, it is 100% zchut, and because of that, you have here shlichus. Okay. Sorry. That's why, although he can't put a shaliach, but zchia is derisive, because zchia is 100% zchus.
So the moment he becomes 13 in a day and he's done moche, then what's the mechanism here? Automatically.
Wait, according to who? According to who?
Doesn't matter. Who says he's the rabbanon? Alright?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter why, but he's the Rabbanan.
No, so the question is, when he's the Rabbanan,
yeah, what happens?
Does he have to do something else in addition? It's a big question. We're going to learn Mizrach Hashem next week about the Micha. What does it actually mean, the Micha? Does he actually have to do something actively? Say that in his Bar Mitzvah night, I'm accepting all the Torah mitzvahs. There are some Mishnayot that actually sound that way. And some say that maybe it is connected. Because if it's only the Rabbanan, maybe he has to do it the next step. Some say no. Just carry on. As usual, so if you are, so that goes well, I think, on a nutshell, I think that goes well with those who say it's deraisa. Meaning, if it's deraisa, so there's no difference between before and after the bar mitzvah. If it's derabanan, it might go well with those rishonim who say that yes, actually do something in your bar mitzvah night and say yes, I love being Jewish and so it could very much be. Also, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, he actually says differently. He says it is a zchiyah deraisa, and he says although zchiyah in general might be derabanan, however, he says this zchiyah of gerus is something special because as opposed to all the other zchiyos, I'm giving you an item here. You're not giving me an item. You're giving me myself. I am now zoche myself. I'm now becoming something better, something greater. I'm now becoming a Jew. So now actually winning myself. This is a type of zchiyah that for sure works for everyone, and that's why it will be okay.
What
does it mean without Chabatz? Who's Chabatz? So maybe in the end of the shir we'll have time to discuss it. Again, if we won't get to it, so now Berashi Prokim, we're going to see that in Kabbalah Satorah, we're not only in the Kabbalah Torah, but we're turning ourselves to Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's a word
of the parsha. That's why I said it's a bit of Chomer Drush. Basically, he says, how is it, that Bnei Israel accepted the Torah, right? The Torah is endless, and from Matan Torah, you have so many things that are added up throughout the generations. How are they mekabel these things? It's a double she'en lo kitzba. How can you be mischayev something that has no kitzba, no quota, right? I think that's the word. No limit. Okay. Right, no limit. Okay, whatever. So I'm learning English and also Ksibis at the same time. So he says, the Chiddush is that he's actually now becoming something else. He's becoming an Eved. And that's why Afla says that the father has the right to be Makdish his Ubar. So that's why you have an idea of gerus, even of children inside the womb of their mother, because the father has the right to be makdish his uber l'tzor gavua. So that's why he's also zoche b'atzmo. He's becoming kodesh to Hashem by becoming a Jew. That maybe could somehow explain it.
I
I mean, that was what I thought you meant when you said it originally, that you're talking about it in terms of the quality of the benefit. But I was wondering if it isn't also, normally when I'm Zilcha on behalf of somebody else, you know, I find a $20 bill and I say, I'm picking it up on behalf of so-and-so, right? Or there's a rider on a horse and he sees the thing and he asks me to pick it up. So I did the action. I'm holding the benefit on his behalf.
Oh, so you're asking here, how Beisdin hold something for him?
No.
Ah, no? Okay, sorry.
What I'm saying is this is different in the sense that Beisdin's action doesn't cause them to receive a schus that they're holding for him. He actually receives the schus, be'atzmo v'gufo, from the moment that the gear happens. He is gaining
But again, he's not becoming a bailim in this case. He's on the contrary, he's actually losing his own freedom and becoming property of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they're now lifting him to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to this idea. Let's see if this question is still also in the end of the Shir B'Hashem. Okay, so we see here Machlokes is returning whether Ger is Daraisa or Garbanan in the case of Ger Katan. We want to see that actually that there is actually a chance that every single Gerus is Darabanan. Why? Because, and this is a bit of an introduction, that there is a very basic requirement that there is a Beis Din present in Gerus. The Gemara tells us in two places, gives us two psukim. In source number 6, in Masechet Yevamah, Mesmen Vav Amud Bet, Gemara says, Omar B'chiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ger Tzarich Gimel. He has to have his conversion in front of three people. Why? Mishpat K'tiv Bein. I think the pasuk is, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Kager Kezrach, Yeh. So, since in the pasuk of Gerus, there is the word Mishpat, so you have to have a court, you have to have a Beis Din of three people. Same thing says the Gemara in source number 7 in Yevamah Zayin Amud Aleph, a page later. So, but here they bring a different pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan ushfatetem tzedek ben ish uven achiv uven gero, that you have to do a mishpat between people and also between the gero. So mekadam Rabbi Yehuda ger shen ger beis din harei ze ger beino leven atzmo eino ger. If a person is converting on his own, he's doing his own bris and he's doing his own mila and tefila and own personal gemara mitzvos, it's nothing. It has to be in front of a beis din. And this is also paskal loch lemaisa in source number 8 in Shulchan Aruch Yoredea Reisamechet Siv Gimel. Kol yedinei ager bein lo odei mitzvot ulekablam bein amila bein atvila tzarich shiyu begimel kakshirim ladun uvayom. This has to be mamish like a din Torah, and so you have to have three people which are dayonim kshirim, and all the parts of the gerus, the kabbalas mitzvos, hodas mitzvos, the mila and the tefila, has to be in front of three people. There is a machlokas rishonim, which is also brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it is it me'akev. Is it me'akev? So the first opinion says that no, it's not me'akev. Chutz the kabbalas mitzvos, she me'akevet, it may not be v'shlosha. The kabbalas mitzvos has to be in front of three people also on the day. That's according to everyone. But the mila and tefila could be also without the presence of a beis din. Rif and Rambam say no. Also with Yevet, everything has to be in front of the beis din. Mila, tefila, everything has to be in front of the beis din. And without any beis din, the beis din is possible. Don't want to involve any politics, but there was a psak 17 years ago, I think, 16 years ago, about a certain beis din in Israel that thought that that different beis din is not doing the gerus properly. So that's why they said that the beis din is a beis din posel. If the beis din is a beis din posel, that's why all the gerus that they actually do is not good as well. Because if they are a beis din posel, that's why everything is not okay. If you want to know names, everything, look online and or ask me after the shir. Not the beis midrash, of course. No. But anyways, it's very important to have a beis din for the purpose of gerus. You have your different psukim. Pesachim also see that there's enough kamin in the psukim. But the ma'isa, you have to have a beis din. So it says Tosfot in several places in Shas, right here from Yevomes, if indeed we have to have a beis din for gerus, so in that case, nowadays, can we even have gerus? Because today, we don't have what's called beis din smuchin. The entire fact that there are betei din today is one big chiddush. It's in source 12 for a moment, that today, we can't do any beis din at all. The only things that we could actually do is dvorim mitzuyim tamid v'yesh behem chesron kis. You have to have two things. It's something which is actually very mitzuy, happens all the time, and also there is chesron kis. Only then we could apply this idea called shlichutayu dekamai kavdinan. today, every dayan who's a musbach dayan, with all due respect, is not like the dayanim of back in the day, the time that we had real smicha. Today's not real smicha, and today we're only shlichutayu de kamoi kavdinan, we are only shlichim of previous generations. But we can actually use that, says the Shulchan Aruch in verse 12, it's also more Baba Kama, I think Pizayin, that says they have to have two requirements, dvori mitzuim and yesh b'chison kis. So as Tosfot, in verse number 9, im tomar v'anan, heichim mekablilan gerim, habayin han mumchim. We have to have dayonim mumchim, and today, with all due respect, the dayonim are not mumchim. So he says, v'yesh loimar, d'shlichutayu avdinan, also concerning the halachos of gerim, we have the idea of shlichusayu kavdinan. Because as we said that we have shlichusayu kavdinan, in the case of losing money, hodot, alvaot, yerushot, ktubot, all these things, why? Because chashul ninat delet b'fnei lovin, because we're concerned with people losing money, and people not doing business, and people not helping each other. So in that case, that's why we have the idea of shlichusayu kavdinan. So also here we have a reason to allow it. We are concerned that we're going to lock the doors for converts. We want to have converts in Am Yisrael if they are sincere. So in that case, we should actually enable to them. So that's why we have also Shlichusayu Kavdinan, also in the case of Beis Din. That's Tosfot in Nevomes, not only in Nevomes, but also in other places. A different answer which is brought in Tosfot Kiddushin. So again, they ask the same question. We need Mumchin for Gerus. So where are our Mumchin today? How can we do Gerus today? Answer number one, Shlichusayu Kavdinan. Answer number two, in the name of a rabbi called Harav Reb Netanel. Says the second answer of Tosfot in Kiddushin, it's verse number 10, in the name of a rabbi called Rav Netanel, that in Gerus there is no requirement of smuchim. Why? Because it's very, very interesting, we have a Rishon who's actually darshaning a pasuk, and he says in the case of Gerus you have the dorotechem, you can be mekabel gerim for all generations. So in that case, for all generations, even generations, that there aren't any smuchim. So that means we could actually have also Gimel Hadiotos, even if it's not Shechusayu Kavdinan, we could actually be Mekabel Gerim, because there is no requirement of Shechusayu Kavdinan in this case. There's no requirement of Mumchin, and every single Beis Din is enough. What do we say Halacha Lemaisa? So Rav Kook, in source 11, in Shut Dat Kohen, so he says, with all due respect to Rav Yisrael Kohen, Afagav, that Bidun, sorry. Not the Kohen. I've got that of Nathanel. Because of Kiddushin, the majority of places of Shas, when he doesn't ask this question, he always says, Shlichusayu, Shlichusayu, Shlichusayu. So he says, for sure today, the reason why we're Mekabel Gerim is not because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Dor Yoseichem, but rather because of Shlichusayu Kavdinan. The Pshita Leud, the Shlichusayu Kavdinan, who the Kelgim Gerim is on Azeh, Uma Gam, the Divra Ramah Vesiato, Shefshah Chadesh Smicha, Beretz Yisrael, and He says another reason why we cannot accept Rabbi Nisanel is because the Rambam wanted to be mechadesh smicha in Eretz Yisrael, as we all know. So in that case, there is no Doros Seichem. We could always have smicha. We could always have Derei Mumchim. So in that case, for sure today, we have to be either Derei Mumchim or Shlichim of the Derei Mumchim, Shlichusayu Kavdinan. Okay. So if indeed the Gerus is because of Shlichusayu Kavdinan, what is Shlichusayu Kavdinan? Is that the fact that we're now the proxies and the messengers of previous Dayanim of all generations? So in that case, is this Deraisa or Derabanan? So says the Nesivus in source 14, let's actually begin with the end of his words in page 3. So he brings the Ramban in his last two words and he says, Ramban ketav dehu rak min derabanan. Yes, you have both Ramban and Rashbo, that Shlichusayu Kavdinan is only Derabanan. So how do we do Gittin and Kiddushin today? So he said that in Gittin Kiddushin, Chazal have a special koyach, Afkinu Rabbanu the Kiddushin, so they have a special koyach. But indeed, based in today is only the Rabbanan, says Nesivus in source in the Chosh Mishpot, Siman Aleph. However, he himself holds differently, and he says in source 14, beginning, Mashma Mashas, Shuach the Rabbanan, Befi Enu Datinire, Debehemet Umedoraita. No, Shlichusayu Kavdinan is actually a toikef deraisa, and that's how today we. And he says teida that mekablin gerim bezman hazeh metam metam Kavdinan Shlichusayu v'kiddushav kiddushin. ולא תפסיק לקחת קידושי שני, ואין כוח בעת חכמים לכל דבר דבר תורה וכובסה, וכן מעשין גיטין. So he says, we do everything today. We do kiddushin, and we do gittin, and we do gerus, and all these things are happening, and they actually work on a deoraisa level, because shechusar kalgin is actually a deoraisa thing. So I think we have to hold, like the Nesivos, in order to say today, I don't know how this actually cheshbons up with our sugya. I mean, our sugya is actually the raya. If we're saying it today, Ger Kata is only derabanan. I mean, everyone is only derabanan. What's the chiddush? So I think it has to be that we hold halacha ma'aseh that today Shechusar Kavdin is indeed a deraisa, and that's maybe the only way we can actually say that the gerus today, the gerus of a katan, is derabanan. Okay, so far so good. Okay, so there is a requirement of a beis din, and this actually works because of Shechusar Kavdinan, and. And that's why we have a chiluk between some gerus which is deraisa and some gerus which is derabanan.
Could you repeat that distinction between the katan and today?
No, so I'm saying that I don't know how this actually cheshbons out. I didn't look too much into it, unfortunately. But if indeed all we have so many rishonim who say that no, only ger katan is derabanan, the rest is deraisa. So it has to be that they hold that if indeed we are shlichusayu kavdinan, so it has to be deraisa as well. So in the case of a katan, maybe then it'll be a derabanan. But other cases will be deraisa. Because we'll have to say, Shechusar Kavdinan is deraisa. I see that there's a question here by Shoshone. So, please. I don't understand you.
Your speaker
was it? I don't know if it's your speaker or my speaker, but you sound like RoboCop.
Nope.
Yeah? Oh, very good.
Why do we still call it smicha? Is it like a simulant?
Yeah. It's a simulant smicha. Yeah. It's not the same thing. With all due respect to Chag HaSmicha, and everywhere, it's not the real thing. Okay, so we are today doing Geirus Midin Shechusar Kavdinan. So there's an issue in Nafkamina, which is brought in contemporary poskim. So Har Tzvi, in Source 15, he brings a case that in Argentina, he says, Advar Geirut Argentina. אחרי עבור 20 שנה שהוכרז שם מטעם הרבים הגדולים, איסור וגזירת, אולי זה נחש? חרם מביא, נידו חרם שמטה. הגסס הזה נידו חרם שמטה. שלא לקבל גרים כלל, ומי שעבור על זה לקבל גר או גרות לא עשה כלום, ועכשיו קרה מקרה לא טהור שאיזה רבנים שנתנו שם הרשות לקבל גרות. So there was in Argentina, all the gdolim of the place, said, we have a takana, no more gerim. This is actually very common in many, many communities, especially Sephardi communities. The Syrian is very famous for that, but I think also in Argentina, it's a large Syrian community. But you have quite a few communities that don't accept gerim at all. And that's their takana. And then, so the rabbi said, no gerim anymore. We are afraid that this might be a problem. No more gerim. That was the takana in Argentina. And now some kind of rabbis came, and now she did gerus. I don't know who these rabbis are, but that's what happened. So he says, can they actually do gerus? So I'll just skip to this conclusion. But he says that since we are actually today doing shlichusayu kavdinan, so he says, "Mimele deyesh ladun deheicha dikei sura lo asu mishluchim." Right, there is a concept in shlichus letakune shedarticha leavut elo shedarticha. I appointed you only to do good things, but not doing bad things. And if indeed they're now violating a takana of actually being mekabel gerim, so that means they're not a shlichim leavut lo shedarticha. So that's why they are not shluchim. The kevan drash shluchusav kaavdei shuv batla gerut legamrei deukvadin toira.
What? They're shluchim of who?
Yeah. Previous generations.
For those previous generations, didn't make this takana.
So this is his chiddush in the chinayim. This is his chiddush. He says that the fact that you're doing something which is wrong,
according to these guys.
It's not that it's wrong according to those guys. Once those guys, so to speak, made their takana, it is wrong.
Shluchim of them.
No.
So it's not their shluchim.
There is a local rule that you're not allowed to do gerus. For anyone to do gerus is violation of a takana of the.
If you're doing something which is against the
code, why did local?
No, wait. Step number one. Yeah. Let's assume step number one that violating the takana of the kila is a wrong thing to do. If he holds that way, and indeed he holds that way, it's a wrong thing to do. So any wrong thing to do actually cancels your Sichus Hayim, because you're doing something which is wrong. That's what he says.
But you and I might not like the takana that they made in Argentina. However, the takana in Argentina is a takana, and therefore anyone there who is going against it is now violating it.
Why is
it
a takana?
Oh, so that's a question. Who has the right to do takanos? Okay, so I know of a Rav of a shul, not here, that he said that everyone who does something is banned. Okay? And they are under chayrim. If indeed we hold that he has the authority to do that in his shul as a rav of the shul, so in that case he has the authority to do that. So also here, if they are, I don't know, the gedolim of the place or the rabbis of the place, if indeed they have the authority to do these takanos, so in that case it is a problem. I think that's actually what we said a few weeks ago in Chaticha Disua. What does it mean that it is a neder? I'm not sure if it was in the source sheet or actually said in the shir, but if there is a takan of the kahal, they can actually say, person who does these things, his shechita won't be kosher. Kahal have a quaff to do these things. That's why it's not sure how they had the third to do that. But once a person violates that, he's actually also violating something even more. He's violating the shechusai kavdinam. Then Tzibi Mishir Dover says a similar idea about something else. He says, what happens if there's a Beis Din who's megayer without kavos mitzvos? So he says, what? But he actually discusses the shechusai kavdinam. He says, even if it is, because
right.
he says, even if a gerus is chal b'dieved, without Kabbalah's mitzvot, maybe there's a problem of Shechusayim.
Yeah.
And then he says, you know what, since it's Chabad Yevet, there's no problem of Shechusayim. That's the famous Nasiv.
Yeah.
But same idea. If there's a lack of proper Beis Din, so in that case, there's no Shechusayim. That's what he says. Pesach Uziel, Rav Uziel, he thinks differently than Rav Pesach Frank. I won't go into it because Rav Pesach Frank brought a raya from the Osameach. I didn't fully understand the Osameach's cheshbon and the Rambam, but he says it's different than our case. And I think more or less they say actually what you see, that it's not something which is against the takana of actually. I'll tell you how he says that. I think I didn't bring it out. Anyways, I think that he says that since we only actually had to have these rabbis to be, but also other rabbis, I think that's why they could actually be on their own right, Shichusayu. If I'm mistaken, I think that's what he says, but I'm not sure if I brought it here on paper, unfortunately. So look inside the Pesach Uziel on your Shabbos table. Okay, so this is an interesting phenomena regarding Shichusayu, that if indeed they do something which is wrong, so in that case, maybe the gerus won't be chal because they're not, in fact, shlichim. Okay, now let's discuss. So we see that Beis Din is extremely important. Without Beis Din, it's not a kosher gerus. What do they actually do, the Beis Din? What is their power? So there is a Masas Moshe that says the following idea. I brought him because I just saw him quoted in an article, and he actually brings it in a very interesting, nice way. But it's not only his idea; it's an idea which is brought down by many Rashi Shivos in the idea of Beis Din in the Gerus. So first of all, he says that there's a Mahodis Rishonim when the Gerus is Derabanan and Deraisa. He says that Tosfos says it's Derabanan, and from Rashi it's proven that it is Deraisa. I don't know why it's proven from Rashi that it is Deraisa, because according to Ritva, it's the exact opposite, but I don't know, let's say, we know that there are two Rishonim, one say Deraisa, one say Derabanan. Fine. So he says, what is the background of this Machlokas? So he says the following idea. Yesh lachko, in source number 17, אם הדינו שעל ידי מילתו ותבילתו נעשה גר, רק צריך שהגרות תהיה לפני בית דין, או שהדינו שהבית דין הם המגיירים אותו, ומאכלסים אותו כתחת כנפי השכינה. We have two options to understand the role of Beis Din here. Is it the person who's doing the gerus on his own? He's being megayer himself, but the Beis Din have to be present to see it? That's required of a Beis Din, right? Or the Beis Din have the power of making him a Jew. Once he does these things in front of them, so they do hocus pocus, billy bocus, and drips, he becomes a Jew. They are the people that are actually being megayer him. Who's doing the maisa geus? The person in front of a Beis Din, or is it the Beis Din who's doing the Maisa Gerush? That's his Chakira. And he says, I'll prove it to you that it's actually the Beis Din who's doing it. Why? Because Chenesh Ochiach, Madam Rubi Evomes, Ein Matbilim Ger B'Shabbat. Repeshu Tekun Negava B'Shabbat, Luma Teknina Nensham. A convert cannot do his Tevila on Shabbos, because this is like Tikkun. He's doing a Tikkun Mana, he's fixing himself. He says, wait a second, who's fixing who? If the Gerus is him doing it himself, so in that case, what's the problem? He's a non-Jew entering the mikvah. So a non-Jew could do tikkun on Shabbos. Then he's coming outside as a Jew. It's fine. But if we say that the Beis Din is doing the tikkun, is doing the gerus, so they're attacking him. So in that case, if they're attacking him, they're doing the problem of tikkun on Shabbos, and they are those who are doing the gerus on Shabbos. That's what, that's a proof. He wants to say that indeed it's the Beis Din doing the tikkun, as he says. יש אוכיח, מדמו בבמות, אם בין גר בשבת, בתי תיקון ניגר, בשבת לא מתקנינן, אם נעימה שמתגיירו, ספרות הגירות, ולא בירק שבפי בידין, מה שייך תיקון ניגר, הקודם תפילה הוא עקום, ואינה מוזר על שבת, אלא מה שעשה בידין הם מטבילים ועושים אותו לגר. לכן שפיר עשו בידין, דאב מתקן גבר. So he says, if it's indeed the business doing the gerus, that's why it's a problem. He says, I'll tell you what, that maybe that's also the machlokas of the rabbis of the source of requirement of Beis Din. In the process of Gerus. Why? Because you have one pasuk that says, Mishpat echad yelachem kager kezrach haaretz. You have to have a mishpat. You have to have a trial. But some people say that ushfatem tzedek. What's the difference? So ushfatem is a verb. It's in Hebrew, a Hebrew apo'al. You're actually doing something. So if it's a mishpat, it means that he is doing the gerus in front of the trial, in front of the Beis Din. But if it's ushfatem tzedek, that he's actually doing something actively, he's acting positively, so in that case, the Beis Din are doing the gerus.
About the tikkun thing?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Like, you know, yamuto, b'yankechad type of thing?
Yeah, so as I was reading it out, I thought, you could actually say that say the same thing. The question is, do you say Boyin Kechad also lechumra? Right? I mean, I know usually you say Boyin Kechad lekula for doing kinyan and doing this. But you also say lechumra that Boyin Kechad, I mean, it is a chiddush. And who fixed himself? The Jew? After the mikvah? I mean, I don't really know.
I mean, this is a very funny logic.
What?
This is a very funny logic. his argument. From Shabbos? Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, it's a long, long piece, that Masas Moshe, Moshe Chevroini, but I think that it's also mentioned in Magid Mishnah, if I'm mistaken.
Really?
It could very much be.
I mean, why is it?
I think he has a Chesmer in the Rambam with that, so it could very much be.
The Gemara holds the Gerus as a mitzvah.
And yeah.
Mitzvah, I'll keep the base on the base. So why doesn't that answer this question?
Oh, who says, because Shehuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan.
That's why the bracha might be Nosu Miyad, because you're supposed to be Zuzim Akdim on the Mitzvah.
Okay, so it's their Mitzvah to help him to become a Jew. Okay,
so
but no, but who says that they are making him a Jew?
Even if it's Mitzvah.
The Maisa Mitzvah, that they have to be present there. Like, they're passive, not doing anything. But them helping him become a Jew, that's the Mitzvah. Kamilus Chassadim, I don't know which Mitzvah it is.
Isn't the Bracha made by the
Gerim? No, but it depends which one. The Bracha of Milas Gerim, so you say, Ashur Kiddushot Mitzvah Tzivonu.
No, I meant the Bracha.
No, Lama
Gerim. Gerim, I think he says it. He says it. He says the Bracha after he's told him.
The Mitzvah of Gerim itself is made by
the bracha on the tefillah, I think.
There's no bracha of gerus.
There is a tefillah's gerim.
And there's a bracha of tefillah.
Right. So tefillah.
Well, they can't make the bracha on tefillah.
That's for sure.
But isn't the bracha on tefillah that? I thought that was.
It is sugav mitzvah of his own. Yeah. I
It's or just directly.
Yeah. I mean, my point is only to say that there is a mitzvah of the Beis Din, separate from whether he has. There is a mitzvah of Beis Din that they should be doing.
Oh, I see.
So what is it that they're doing if they're not?
So again, even if it is a mitzvah, the question is either they're doing the gerus or that they be present, and then that is a mitzvah, being present.
It's sort of like the 10 who have to be present for Shema Brachos in order for Nisuin to be chal. So they're not doing the Nisuin.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, in the Chinami. Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's either that, are there like the 10? Are there like 80 Kiddushin? 80 Kiddushin are doing the Kiddushin? No. But the Kiddushin has to be in front of 2 Eidim. So the Gerus has to be in front of a Beis Din. They're not doing anything. Or they're doing the Gerus.
What's the Lashon of the Beis Din? I don't know if you're familiar with this. What's the Lashon of the Beis Din?
that the basin actually says. I don't know what
it says. So
I think it's on the Mila.
It's the most. It's not a level.
So it's really just. So it's not really on the. It's on the Mila, I guess.
But we do say in the Gemara that once he really wants to join, so immediately he has to do all the process because shehuye mitzvah lo mashinan. So there is a mitzvah here. We don't really know if it's a mitzvah on, even if there's a mitzvah on the basin to help him, we still don't know if it means that they're actually doing the gerus, right? It could be that he's doing the gerus.
The mitzvah is on being mold again.
That's the bracha.
That's the bracha. So the bracha isn't on to be the guy or the ger.
What is the mitzvah of mila if not a mila of ger?
Yeah. What's the mila
the
mitzvah?
Like a random guy.
Like a best din. If there's no father, then it's on the best din.
But there is a mitzvah for the child to actually do that. But there's no mitzvah for a non-Jew to become Jewish.
You're talking about a Jewish kid.
I'm talking about
a non-Jew.
Yeah.
But wasn't there the famous case where they thought the kid was Jewish and they did a mila that I think happened in Hirshman, Montreal, and the question was.
There is a chakira. There is a chakira.
If you would make a mila, even though it turned out he was a gear,
yeah, there is a
chakira. So it seems that it's not just.
I think there's a chakira of the Minchas Chinuch, which emerges from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks, I think it's Minchas Chinuch who asks, if a child, ger katan, he was circumcised, and then he protests, and then he wants to be begayer again. In the age of 50, he said, what? I should have stayed a Jew. And then at the age of 50, he wants to be married again. Does he have to do another mila again? Because he already had one mila in that case. So there's a general chakira, whether the mila of a ger is a mila gerus, or is it the mitzvah of bris mila, as a first mitzvah of a non-Jew. There are kind of interesting enough communities in there. Yeah. But, okay. But that's already a separate topic. Maybe next week. Or 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah. So he says also the Masas Moshe. This is also the machlokas of those who say whether it's derais or derabanan. Shitas, he calls it Shitas Rashi. The gedar agerut, the shita that those who say that is deraisa. The gedar agerut shbeitin hem megerim oto, velo, hem megerim oto, velo bayi rak ratzon. Kivan de megerim ve'al kochov bayi ratzon, lachen kivan de avi zchut, ve'amdinan shegam ilu ya gadol, hayan michalei, shapir la'avi ve'al kochov. So they say that the Bezin are actually being Megayer, the child. That's the role of the Bezin also in Ger Katan. So what is the Zachin here? So we say, we assume it's good for him to become a Jew. If he will protest, we'll see, it's not so good for him to become a Jew. That's what we're going to see. But in the case of Tosfot, who says it's the Rabbanan, HaTosfot Svirale, the Gedar HaGerut, Shemit Ger Atzmo, V'Chavonato, Hu Osech Lot HaGerut. If he has to do the gerus, so in that case we're helping him do that. So it says zchiyah that we're helping him do the ma'aseh gerus, but his zchiyah is all in the rabbanan. The gerus is all in the rabbanan. If the beis they're doing the gerus, so they're part to be megar people. So like I said, it's deraisa, right? But if it is the person himself doing the gerus, and we have to use the beis to help me out with zchiyah, the zchiyah because it's only zchiyah the rabbanan. So that's why it's only gerus the rabbanan. That is nafkimin according to the Masas Moshe. So those who say it's the right, so the base that megayer him, and his right to protest, will tell us whether it was a good idea for him to become a Jew or not. But for Tosfot, no, he's actually doing the gerus. So in that case, it's only the rabbanan because he can't appoint anyone to do the zchiyah for him. Okay, that is Masas Moshe. It's not only his idea. As I mentioned, it's also the idea of the Kovet Shiurim, Chum Vasserman, because he also brings the words of Tosfot in Sanhedrin. I didn't bring it beforehand, but he says that Tosfot says in Sanhedrin, in every case of Gerus, it is actually Zchia. Every single Gerus, not only Gerus of Ktanim. So he says, V'teima, Ma'iz Chesir V'chol Ger, Shu Ben Dat, V'mit Ger V'dat Atzmo. Why do you need a Zchia? If it's only his Machshava, he's a grown-up, he could do that. V'ad Zchia Zchia V'katan, V'mishun De'gerut Atzchia Dat, V'katan La'bar Datu, because he has no Machshava, I have to help him. Why did he need a Zchia in every single Gerus? So he says, now I'll tell you why. Because the Zchia is that the Beis, they're actually being Mizaki, him to him, since they're actually, they're giving him the the right to become a Jew, so actually in a certain way working for him, that's why it actually is a zchia for every single person. It doesn't really actually go well, I think, with Masas Moshe, but fine. He says this is actually a raya, that the fact that every single convert needs the help of the Beis Din, and it actually works as a zchia, they're actually doing something for him. He brings another raya in the last paragraph in Source 18. He brings the Dogum of Rava. The Dogum of Rava is the Nidbi Yuda, and he brings a Chakira. Nochrit Meuberet Shnitgeira. The B'na Ein Tzrich Tvila. As we all know, the halacha is, if a non-Jew comes and converts, and she's pregnant, her child doesn't have a separate Gerus. So he's mistapik. Does she need to inform the Beis Din before him? By the way, I'm pregnant with a child. Does she actually need to inform the Beis Din? So the Dogum of Rava is mistapik. If Shadu Davkei Nidu Beis Din, she Meuberet. Why is that? Why do we need a basin to know everything? They have to know all the gossip that in the world that she's pregnant. V'hainu, the shemet tzrich dat beidin la gerut v'lo kmo b'dei kiddushin. Then tzrich dat edim kal la kiddushin. Since they are doing the gerus, they are making him or her, in this case, her Jewish, so they have to know, you're pregnant? Okay, so in that case, we're now giving you not only one Yehadut, but also another Yehadut.
The
Yehadut.
He's the one that's giving to the baby, not them giving to the baby.
No. So basing every Gerus, even the Gerus of a Godol, they are giving the Gerus. So in that case, they have to know, who am I now giving a Gerus to? Am I giving it to you, Mrs., or am I giving it also to the baby? They have to know that.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you're giving it to the mom, and then she's a Jewish woman who gives birth to a child, they didn't.
So that's really the different question, whether it works enough.
Who's giving him
his
ego?
He's not really a Gerus. So you're actually saying something else. You're actually saying, why do we even need a Gerus for the Katan? He's actually born to a mother.
Yeah.
But maybe because Horato Shalom
Kedusha.
Maybe because, no, but since Horato Shalom Kedusha, it could be different. He was conceived with a non-Jewish mother. And that's why maybe that's the entire discussion about surrogate mother. I mean, because the conception was in a certain case, and the birth was in a certain case. In order to be Jew, it's not necessarily enough to be born to a mother. Because maybe if you are conceived in the wrong way, it's not good. But you know what? Maybe that is a suffix of Dogma Vava. Right? You have this idea that says maybe they actually have to give the Gerus to him. Maybe his suffix is something else entirely. It's not enough to become.
You know, like if you say Mizrak and Adam, like it depends if you call him an Adam or not. Like how old is he?
Yeah. I hear. I think there's a lot to discuss here about the embryo, whether it's a schus for him or not, if he's a child. I hear. I think you could actually interpret the Dogma Vava in many, many ways. Not necessarily this idea, but also other ideas. Lemaisi says that this is proven wrong because then we say that there is the Raisa and it's this Chusa yet. So he's not, I've read in the small letters that he actually rejects this, especially to Tosfot, that says that B'dievid, a tvila which is not in front of a Beis Din is fine. And he also says that if a woman is Toivel Lenidusa, and without even the Kavanah of Gerus, that is also good. So he says in that case, it actually proves to you that Beis Din actually are not involved here at all, and not doing anything. It actually shows that the Beis Din aren't doing it at all. So it says that's not really simple to say this idea. But anyways, we have this approach. What does the Beis Din actually do? What is the role of the Beis Din? So answer number one, which is for sure controversial, is that the Beis Din are actually doing the Gerus. So that's why they have a special tafkid here of converting the child, because they're actually bringing the Gerus to him, as they do to every single convert. That is one approach. A different approach, I have here two different approaches, which are, again, more or less the same thing, which are based on the Rashi. What are the Beis Din doing here in the case of the Gerus of a child? So Rashi says, in Source 19, what are the Beis Din actually doing? V'henasim lo av, right? We're saying that we are megar al das Beis Din shlosha yu b'tvilato kidin klo tvilat ger shetzichim gimel v'hen nasim lo av. That we have one Gerus of the father converting with his children. We have also one Gerus of the child coming on his own, and they are becoming the father of the child. What does it mean becoming the father of the child? What kind of right does the father have that the Beis Din are now also getting on their own? If you'll see also in Shulchan Aruch in Source 21, so it's passing in Shulchan Aruch that this entire halacha of Ger Katan, so he says, Oved kovim katan, im yesh lo av, yechol geir oto. The father could convert his child. That's for sure okay. Im ein lo av, uved geir, and he comes to convert on his own, or his mother brings him, litgeir, beidim megeirim oto. So we see in the Shulchan Aruch that there's a chiluk between a ger, which is being misgayer by his father, with his father, as opposed to being misgayer on his own or with his mother. His mother bringing him to be misgayer is not the same thing like the father. What's the difference? What's the difference between the father and the mother? So an idea which I saw in an article by Rav Yehuda Levi Amichai, who is now the new head of the conversion something in the chief rabbinate, he was appointed recently. So now he became the Rosh Malach HaGiur. I don't know, the conversion section in the Israeli Beis Din. He was appointed recently. So he actually wrote an article many years ago about this, and brought the opinion of Rav Yaakov Ariel, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan. And he tells us the difference between the father and the mother. So he actually brings beforehand the Me'il, in verse 20. And he says, what does it mean that they're instead the father? So he says, in the last two lines, the Me'il, in verse 20, מגיירים אותו על דעתם כאילו הם אבותיו של זה, שיהיה עניינו מסור להם, כדרך שאין הבן המסור לאב, להכניסו לברית ולקדושת אמונה. The father has some kind of koyach, or some kind of responsibility of bringing his child in bris and kedushas emuna. So what does that mean? And what is the difference between the mother and the father? So says Rav Amichai in source 22, he says, "Anu sumchim al ha'aba sheyechech et bno v'ben sumech al mosei aviv." V'lachen, sorry, v'anu sumchim al ha'aba sheyechenech et bno. We rely on the father usually that he will educate this child to grow up in Torah mitzvos. V'ben sumech al mosei aviv. L'chen ein tzorach klal v'dat beit din. L'umat zot she'em mitgayeret, ein b'yada lichpot et ha'ben lekeyem mitzvot. Although that Baruch Hashem today the primary education is on the mother, but in halacha it is true that the majority of postmen said that the mitzvah of chinach is primarily on the father and not on the mother. It's machlokes poskim. I think Master Sashekel does say that the mother has mitzvah of chinuch, and that's what machlokes Rishonim. We have many postmen who said that the mitzvah of chinach is actually primarily on the father and not on the mother. So because of that, who's going to educate this child? If he has a father, great. So when the father comes, we don't need the Beis Din. If there is no father, so who's going to be mechanech the child? Says Rav Amichai. Again, this is his own mechilas, I think it was the name of Rav Ariel. He says that Beizin Asa Avia Girin, the last line, the last two lines. Ukeshem Sha'av Chav Lamulet Beno, Ulamdo Torah, it's a mitzvah on the father to circumcise his child and to teach him Torah. Ken Beidin Machniso Lebrit Ulishmerat Emunah Shepirusha Kiyum Mitzvot. So says Rav Amichai, this is actually what the Beizin are actually doing. They're replacing the father's achrayas of Mila, and also his achrayas of Talmud Torah, and that's why we have to have the father in particular to be his son. And if there's no father, so the Beis Din comes in and plays a role. The same thing is also regarding Mila. If there is no father to be mild the child, so the that goes to the Beis Din, not to the mother, because again, this is the chiyuv of the father. And if it's not the father, so Beis Din, as we say, avihen yeshay yosoimim, so they're now coming in and being there. The father, which will do the Mila and Talmud Torah. So that's the approach of Rav Yehuda Amichai. That's one approach. What does it mean? Becoming the father of the child. That they are now responsible of being Megayer him. But a different approach, what does it mean to become the father of the child? So this is an idea that I saw in a collection of Divrei Torah from the Beis Din of Rav Moshe Weiss. It's an article written by Rav Yosef Sprung, actually a dear friend of mine. He's actually older than me a lot, but he is a Talmud Chacham, Rav Yosef Sprung, and he wrote a very nice article about it. And he says, what does it mean to be a father? So he actually brings it, he actually explains it using the Hafla. As I mentioned beforehand, there's a Beis Halevi in source 23, that this is a bit of the Chomer Drush of this week's Parsha. How is it that Bnei Israel are being mekabel all the mitzvahs of the Torah, when in fact, it's unlimited? A person cannot be mechayev himself in unlimited things. A person cannot say, I'll do whatever you want me to do. He can't do that, because he has to be very specific, what do I want me to do? So how does this actually work? So he says, it works in different ways, says Beis Halevi. It works, how does a person become a slave, and be forced to do everything, if he's being machne himself? It's not enough that you are mekabel certain things to do, but if you are not mekabel that I will now be your servant, I will now work for you. So in that case, now I can actually be mechayev on every single thing that you tell me to do. So he says that's the way that Am Yisrael also accepted the Torah. Very nice chumash drush. It's not enough that they also said that they're going to be mekayem the Torah, as it says in the last two lines. V'zeh shomar katuv u'shmartem et briti v'zeh kai al Torah shepe v'hi en laketzba v'alken amar v'item li sgula mikol amim shetiyu kunuim li v'oskin b'Torah shi'eh li b'chen ken haguf. So he says, when we were recovered the Torah, it's not that we accepted a list of mitzvot, A, B, C, D, until 613, but rather, we said that we're now going to be servants of Hashem, and by that we're now being makne ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we are now automatically being mechayev in all the mitzvot of the Torah. This actually also makes a lot of sense in the term of Gerus, because there is Kabbalah mitzvot in Gerus, and we don't teach him all the mitzvot of the Torah, as Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the Gemara Yevamos, then we tell him just basic mitzvot, Shabbos, Tzedakah, few mitzvot, and that's it, not everything. So how does he become a Jew? He himself becomes something else, which is Mechayev, him something else, becomes a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he becomes, sorry?
It's Ramosha's
about Tznius. Right.
MacGyver, he accepts whatever you tell me. I am going to do. I'm going to do. It's not.
Yeah. He brings in the case of a woman that doesn't want to keep tznius, and the reason is because she doesn't believe the rabbis. They're fooling me. This is another chumrah. It's not real. And nevertheless, it's fine. So I mean, it's fine because she wants to actually accept what is real. So she will find out that this is real. His raya is from Rashi and Shabbos, but the gear that didn't want Torah Shebal Peh, Hillel, and Rashi says he didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, but he wasn't the kofer. How does that work out? So Moshe Feinstein, he didn't believe that this is real. He wanted to take what is real. He was actually not a kofer. He wanted to do all the mitzvot of the Torah, but he didn't believe that this is real. That's why it was fine. Okay, that's Moshe Feinstein. Very interesting read. So says also the Haflai Ksubos that usually a person cannot be makne anything to a child. So how are we now actually accepting a child, not a child, an uber, an embryo, to become a Jew? Ubar lav yerechimo. He's not part of the mother. So in that case, if he's not ubar yerechimo, we have to actually do an active gerus to the child himself. So he says, how can we do that? V'amai hametorah ein zchut laubar. We can't be mizake anything to an ubar, not the raisa, not the rabbanon. So how are you actually doing this thing? So he says, the Hafla in source 25, and I'm moving to page 6. So says the Hafla, he says, I'll tell you why, because certain things we could actually do for an Uber, and that is Konamot. Anything of Kodesh we could actually do for an Uber. So he says, since Konamot, Kodeshot Aguf, Hem Afkim Edei Shebud, Ho Chinam Michal Dvar Shelo Bala Olam. A Hekdesh, a Koinam, can also be Chal and something which is not here in the world. So although we can't do any Zchus for a Katan, but anything of Kedusha we could do also for things which are not here in the world. So he says, how can you now be Megar a child in that case, which is, not a child, an embryo? Says the same thing. The Achol Akdish Uba Bimi Emo, Kodeshot Aguf, Afagav Shelo Bala Olam, Ho Chinami. Yeah. In Kenesh Lomar, Begerut, Veshichur, Dehu Kedushat Haguf, Mahani Afilu Bubar, Afagat David Dvar Shebala Olam. So he says, the same thing that I can now say that the embryo of my animal will be Kodesh, because in terms of things that halachas that concern the halachas of kedusha and hekdesh, I could actually apply also for things for embryos, for things which are not bala olam. So it's the same thing is also gerus. Gerus is also I'm being makdishim in kedusha saguf, and that's why he can become a ger even if he is an embryo. Yeah, does that make sense? So that's why it's chal also with the case of an embryo when he has parents.
That's the only thing you can do, probably. Then.
What?
What else can you do?
What do you mean?
No, that's the only thing you can be makdish him.
Yeah. As
curious.
Yeah, so you can give him kinyanim, apparently. Although I do recall in
there's other things you can be magdishim. It's only that there's magdishim for other animals. So this one we call.
Yeah. So I think he compares gerus of an embryo like hekdesh of an animal. That's what he compares in the Chinami. So he says that's what I'm doing here. So says Rav Sprung in source 25, and he says this is actually the idea of. This is Shoshana. I don't think he's asking a question. One second. It's not working. Oh, okay. So, no? Oh, fine. So, says our friend, this is actually what's happening here. Who has the right to do a hekdesh of animals? Only the owner. So also in the case of Gerus, only the parent has the right to do that. So what does it mean? The Bezin, Nasim, Lo Ke'av, they get this right as well. They get this right of being like the father that has the right to be makdish the embryo. So he says that now in the embryo also in this case also the child.
But isn't that halachic question itself? Whether he owns the ubar before he was born also. Like
he does. He for sure has the ownership of the ubar. That's the posting we say that abortion is not ritzicha, rather is gezel because it is dmei vlodos of the father. So that's why the father has actually, and not only that, I think also he brings here in the article that in certain cases also a father can actually turn his son and daughter to sell them to slavery. So in that case, if he has this right of the father, so the father could do that to make his child a Jew. So the same thing also will be the basin, na'asim lo ke'av, they become also the father, they could do this particular thing. So we have here three options. What is the Beis Din actually doing in Gerus in general, and in particular in the case of Ger Katan? So one approach could be Masas Moshe and Kovishrin. It's not only Kovishrin, I think many Achronim say this idea. The Beis Din, they are the Megayer. They're doing the Maise Gerus. So that's also what they do here. In our case of Ger Katan, they're doing the Gerus of the child. And all we need to know is in the future, whether it's a Schus for him or not. But some say that in the case of a child, so Rashi says, based on Asim Lo Ke'av, what does it mean, Asim Lo Ke'av? One approach is Rav Amichai, that says that Asim Lo Ke'av, they're now responsible of his Kabbalah's mitzvos, and educating him into Torah mitzvos, and the approach of Rav Sprung, that which is inspired by Beis Halevi, and the Afwa, which is that they had the authority to be makdish their children, so based on that, makdish the child, and making him a ger. Okay? That's it. Shkoyach. Next week, the more practical halachos of Ger Katan.